2 months after Australia popped the question to its voters, an emphatic answer came on Wednesday.
61.6% of clear responses were yes.
Australians voting overwhelmingly in favour of same-sex marriage, paving the way for legislation to make it legal. And Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull isn't wasting any time in getting on with it.
Get on with the job the Australian people have tasked us to do and get this done this year before Christmas.
A same-sex marriage bill has already been introduced since the number came out. Reuters' Tom Westbrook explains what's expected to happen next.
It's got the numbers to get through Parliament. When you add the sort of socially progressive wing of the right-wing coalition that's in government, plus the left-wing Labor Party that's promised to pass this bill, there's enough numbers in both houses to get this legalised. But Turnbull does face some strong opposition from within his own party, from a sort of splinter group of hardline conservatives who are worried about religious freedoms. That means there'll be a whole sort of season of wrangling amendments to these bills, and it's not really clear how long that's going to take or where that might end.
But regardless of what plays out politically, Australians have spoken. The announcement met by colourful celebrations across the country, as well as praise from around the world. Ellen DeGeneres, who's married to Australian actress Portia de Rossi, saying on Twitter, "It's a g'day, way to go, Australia." Almost 8 out of 10 Australian voters took part in the postal survey, a higher percentage turnout than Britain's Brexit vote and Ireland's same-sex marriage referendum. The result marks a watershed moment for gay rights in Australia, where homosexual activity was illegal in some states until 1997.